Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Yeah.
Hi, guys. It's Tommy.
And Angelica.
And it's Philip.
And you're listening to Real Talk. Guys, we have some special guests here today. Very exciting. Straight from across the country. We have Miss Annalise Talavera.
Woo!
And straight from across the bridge, we have Miss Christy Murphy.
Woo!
Yay, we're all sitting on the couch, hanging out, talking about Big Brother. We just watched the episode together.
Heart palpitations.
We made.
It was so fun to watch, like, all together. It was awesome.
Yeah. It's the first time.
This is the first time that... Because I haven't watched our season, and I know you guys watched it together.
I know. I can't believe you haven't watched our season.
I can't.
We have to watch it together.
I can't get myself.
We should watch a few episodes.
I can't believe
while.
I didn't know that you didn't watch the season.
But so many people
really
don't.
I can't get myself to watch it. I feel like because I've lived through it and I experienced it myself.
Boring actually too.
You know?
Right.
But then the way they edit it and everything like that, that's what I want to see and see how.
Yeah.
What the viewers saw. You know?
Right.
Well, it's not as boring as this season, that's for sure.
That's true.
If Davon would have won HOH tonight, I really feel like there was hope for this season. It would have made a major turnaround.
So you think that Christmas maybe was trying to throw it by just not touching a button?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't
think she was trying to throw it. Christmas, that's not the kind of player she is. She doesn't throw anything.
But
she's very loyal.
Sense for her too.
Yeah, but she just doesn't play like that. Like, look at her past. She's a ride or die with her people from start to finish. That's what she's gonna do. Like, she's not gonna turn against her alliance. As much as the viewers would like to see that, it's not gonna happen. I think she'll put up Kevin and David. Is my guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't really talk much about what
she's
would
really
do.
On. To
she,
be
she
fair,
she more talks about what other.
Yeah, she mostly just is there for other people.
Yes, exactly.
Like, she's listens, and she's like a mom.
Yeah.
She never really gives information.
Yes, yeah.
I actually was reading on Twitter, it's really true. Whoever gets chosen the least in this kind of HOH is actually doing the best in the game. So Tyler and Christmas were barely chosen.
Yeah.
That means they're in the best position in this game.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's...
Christmas won, and she didn't press a button. She literally did not even press a button, and she won HOH tonight.
Right.
That's impressive.
That's
she's
crazy.
In a good position.
You're right. I feel like that would have been you and you in our season. Like, you guys probably wouldn't have been picked.
Woo!
No, that's a really good thing. I would have been up there at the same time.
Yeah, they would have been like, Christy and Christy.
That's so funny.
Also, welcome back, Angelica. We missed you.
Oh, yes. I'm happy to be back.
Yes.
For sure.
She was not on the last two episodes. We had Philip.
Yeah, but Philip was a great fill-in.
Philip was awesome. He'll be back.
I'm so happy because I take a lot of vacations. So
Yeah.
You just better not take a vacation during The Bachelorette.
No,
just letting you know right now, because I don't want to be there, and Philip definitely doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, that's true.
Phil's saying that now, but he's gonna be the most invested.
He's going to
everyone.
Be obsessed. I know it now.
Nope.
He's only going off of Peter's season. Like, you can't go off of that.
Horrible.
It was bad.
Why would anybody want to even watch that? It was so
Given cringy. All those lips.
Yeah. Lips left and right.
Yeah, give me a break. We got a lot to talk about, I think. I know you guys are a little depressed right now because of what happened at the end. You wanted Dave on to win. But, I mean, Kaser's speech. I mean, I was...
Oh, yeah.
There was,
I mean, I actually thought it was kind of underwhelming, to be honest.
It threw out the whole...
He called it out, but everybody, I'm sure everyone already knew that he was going to do that, knew what he was going to say. He didn't reveal any new information, and I didn't think
he was actually a little off, too.
And it, yeah. He wasn't a little clear. I feel like he, like, kind of lost me. I was like, wait, who are you, like, calling out right now? You know what I mean? Like, I just kept hearing Cody's name.
Yeah, I think he talked too slow, and he wasn't able to really, like, hit the points that he should have hit. And I do think that his, like, arrogancy kind of counteracted, like, the message. It could have been more powerful. That's how I feel. But
yeah.
Still love him.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm sad to see him go.
Yes, he wasn't able to pull out a Taco Tuesday.
Janelle wore black on Instagram today for her best friend's funeral.
That was cute.
Janelle is also still fan favorite in the polls, even off the season.
Not absolutely. Shocked. She should be.
As she should.
Oh, Beast Mode Cowboy is calling me. That's pretty freaking cool that we live in a world where Beast Mode Cowboy... We talk once in a while,
like,
yeah.
Casually just call.
Get him on FaceTime. Answer.
Yeah, let's FaceTime him.
You're not going to be able to hear him, though.
You might be.
You might, yeah.
Thomas is friends with every single person in the whole Big Brother community.
Why isn't this working?
He, like, actively FaceTimes everyone from season 3 to 21 four times a day.
Yeah, I'm like, crazy. I'm like, let's FaceTime Natalie, like, before, yeah, like...
Yeah, I'll just invite her to dinner. That's easier. Let's just FaceTime.
Yeah.
Wait, Natalie who?
Yo! What up? We're recording a podcast right now.
Hi. Nice. How is everyone doing?
We're so good. How you doing?
Oh,
man. I'm just living life over here in the sticks.
What's going on? How are you liking the season?
Man.
Yeah.
I feel like it could be a little better.
Word. Yeah. I hear you. We're all bored. It's underwhelming. But they're going to start fighting, so that's going to be really cool to watch. Listen, can I call you later on? We're literally in the middle of recording. This FaceTime might be on the podcast.
If I knew you guys were filming,
no, but you know me. I don't care. I'm going to answer no matter what. We'll talk to you soon, Caleb.
Bye. Take care, Caleb. I want to know if he's going to the wedding. All right, so there was a wall yeller.
Yep.
Right? Now, obviously, Big Brother keeps it out.
Right.
Right? Because they don't want anybody to know there was a wall yeller.
Right.
All right, kind of, what did they say, Nicole and Cody are working together, or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, Ian on the show is acting like he figured everything out, but somebody on Twitter said, yeah, you're figuring it out after the wall yeller.
Right.
So,
Is it just me, or is he saying the word yeller weird?
Like, old yeller.
Yeah. Old yeller.
old yeller.
I almost said wall yeller, because, like, I'm hearing old yeller, no, too.
I can't get over the way you're anyway. Saying it.
What do you think about wall yellers?
Wall yellers.
Well, you're asking the people that were victims of it. So.
Yeah. We hate wall yellers.
We hate wall yellers.
It was so... Wall yellers, we hate you. It was so, so it's terrible.
It's violating. It messes with the integrity of the game. It's yucky poo-poo. I don't like it.
Yeah. You know what? I will say, for this season... A lot of pre-gaming was done, and I think that messes with the integrity of the game. So if the house guests are allowed to pre-game, then I'm okay with a wall yeller.
So you're
coming
you're,
in this so season. You're okay to be with honest wall with yellers. You.
Okay.
No, not normally. I just think this season because they did pre-gaming. So, but normally, I mean, last season when we had a wall yeller, it was it was terrible. I was bawling, crying when it happened.
And they were saying the reason why they yelled over the wall was because you two knew each other and that was unfair to the game.
But that's not true at all. It that's all about perspective.
Well, okay, but you can say that, right?
I 1,000% think it's a fact.
But don't they
There's
understand?
No way to justify that pre-gaming is an advantage or is a disadvantage.
No, pre-gaming obviously is an advantage.
Right, pre-gaming is an advantage.
Poor Nicole got kicked out.
Exactly, no, but that's my point. So, pregame is clearly an advantage. The fact that we knew each other was... There were pros and cons.
Okay.
It was just a twist.
Right, but that's the key, and that's what I'm trying to get to. Big Brother is known for twists and turns and a whole bunch of surprises, correct? What is it?
Yeah.
Expect the unexpected. Unexpected,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So people were upset that you two knew each other and because you were on the show, and they said, oh, it's ruining the game. Big Brother has done this in the past by putting twins on in season 5 when no one knew about the twins, right? Which is cool, right, in the beginning. But then both twins are made up, get into the house. And that is a direct advantage by having both twins in. And they've all made deals with that twin. With, I don't know which one. So to me, people should just expect things like that in Big Brother. I don't think that's more of a big deal than you two.
What does this have to do with wall yellers? Like, I'm confused.
Because it started with a wall yeller.
But how did it end up with the twins on season 5?
I'm going back because I'm kind of sticking up for you. Instead of being dopey about it and trying to yell at me all the time.
I'm not trying to yell. I'm just trying to clarify. I'm confused.
You're saying like people could be mad that we were cast as a twist and like an advantage, but like that's kind of what you sign up for Big Brother. Like,
exactly.
Absolutely,
it's just
yeah.
Being a twist.
How is two twins being in the same season, in the same cast, in the second half of the season, not a huge advantage for those twins? And
I agree.
Right? I mean, I didn't finish the season, so I don't know how they end up. But right now...
Because they become a clear target also.
But they weren't. They were still acting friendly with everybody.
Yeah, but they're...
But all of a sudden...
But they're a clear target because they're a powerful duo. So if they're both in the game, then all the other contestants should have been like, oh, they're a duo. We need to break them up.
But it wasn't until Adria won the HOH and started to turn on her alliance is when they started going against the twins. Before
right, can
that,
we talk
they
about season 22?
I'm just making a point, that's all.
What is the point?
I gave you the point already, but...
Well, what is it?
Is he going on your list? Saying it doesn't make sense for people to get mad at twists and this and that because that's the game and the people...
But no one's mad at the twist. They're mad at the wall yellers. And I'm confused how you're tying it together.
Because he knows you're right.
He knows I'm right.
He literally lost himself.
I know, listen, guys. Just so you know, like, the relationship I have with my dad, like... He's going to write these notes, and I'm going to critique them. I'm going to try and...
No, but you and Philip went out of your way for the last couple of weeks to try and critique them when I was right. And, of course, I'm getting all comments on how right I was. So, thank you.
All the time. But wait, mind you, that's only because I was gone. You were only right because I was gone. Right here, you're wrong.
Is always right.
Yeah.
No, that's just some, you know, talk that's done. It's not really true.
All right, is there anything else on your
list?
Yeah,
I got a couple other things.
How many others? I want to play this game.
And I'm going to get made fun of again, but Nicole wants to win because she wants to buy an Amish house. And she without electricity and renovate the whole house. And she doesn't have the money for that, so that's what she was telling the house.
Okay. She doesn't have the money for that, but don't her guest needs to pay like $3,000 for her wedding or something like that?
No, that's how she's... So even if she loses Big Brother, she's covered when it comes to the wedding.
Yeah. Wait, I'm so confused. So she doesn't have money $3,000. To buy...
No,
they're not paying her
$3,000. It's just covering the trip.
It's covering the trip. She's not even getting it. It goes right to the travel agent.
Right, right.
And the last thing was kind of funny that Julie screwed up with Kesar saying...
That
America
was crazy.
Pulled you back in.
Well, we literally guessed.
Every single person.
Yeah.
And he was so happy, Kaser.
No, I actually think he wasn't because I don't want to go back in there.
He goes, don't send me back in there.
Yeah, don't send me. I think he was just shocked.
All right, the first thing he went.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh no. Well,
it's hard to tell under the mask what his expression really
is. That's true.
But no, we all were like.
I was like,
how did we miss this voting?
I don't know if we've discussed this before. And you know, I don't. Feel either way about the masks, so, but why do the people who have been quarantined in the house have to wear a mask and Julie doesn't?
Right.
I don't think it's odd, right?
Yeah.
It's like a little weird.
It should be Julie wearing.
I don't think anybody knows why, but I think it's just the
she's
way.
She's just Julie.
She's Julie. She doesn't wear the mask. Like, she's.
I just thought it was like so weird.
Okay, so I was like, can I take this off? She was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
She was cute with him, though. I liked, like, watching her interact with him.
She goes, you know I'm your biggest fan. Oh,
yeah.
I love him.
Because it's, you know what it is? It's really nice. Julie just is so, she has a very hard exterior.
Mm-hmm.
She's just, like, very, she always has a wall up, it seems. She's very professional.
Yeah.
But when you see her strip that away.
Yeah, it's, like, very
like, she
cool
only
to watch.
Did that with, like, Janelle and Kaser. It's
for
really,
sure.
Like, oh, my God. It just... You know, it's the best watching that happen.
So what do you think the fallout's going to be right now in the feeds?
I can't wait to get these.
Because this knockout thing was sick.
Day seemed pissed.
She seemed upset for sure.
Day seemed pissed. Yeah. And I'm so excited to see what she does with that anger.
She almost won. She was so close.
Yeah, I know.
She was a vision in yellow tonight. I'll tell you that.
Oh, she looks so beautiful.
Her and Bailey wore yellow. So cute.
I know, I know. Oh, my God. It's crazy because while we were watching, before they started competing, Sis said, I have a feeling Davon's going to win. And then she was getting so far and so close. Our whole entire living room collapsed when she lost. Yeah, you could have heard a pin drop.
We were manifesting it so hard. Yeah.
That manifesting stuff doesn't work. So.
Okay, Phil. Don't get me started.
Anything else on your list?
No, but we can't just rush to the game. We can't be a 20-minute podcast.
I'm so excited.
Wait, no. Let's ask everybody first. Who are you liking right now at this stage, and who are you not liking?
Okay. Well, me and Jellica can basically just answer the same because we have the same people.
Go ahead, answer for me.
Definitely like Bailey and Davon. Love. Do not like Kevin. Not a fan of Danny. Disappointing.
Nope.
Danny
really disappointed me tonight. Like,
I'm bummed.
She like stamped my dislike for her tonight.
Why? Why do you hate her so much?
I don't hate her. I said dislike.
Okay.
I just feel I'm getting like very almost if Nicole was a bitch, that's Danny now. Like I like kind of victim-y, salty, just like. I don't know.
Not strong.
And, like, also playing too hard but not smart.
Yes.
She's playing hard and not smart. She's exactly. Working harder, not smarter, for sure. Her.
Yeah.
But definitely my loves are, like, Bailey, Davon, Tyler, Ian.
Oh, I love Ian.
Those are my picks.
Ian. My favorite people are Tyler, Ian, Davon, Bailey, and...
Those are mine. That's it. That's it.
And Enzo. Enzo.
Come on, Enzo.
Sure.
Enzo's great.
So on a personal level, duh, obviously. I want David to win the whole thing because he's my friend. But he just time after time just makes me go, duh, David.
Like, you mean like tonight? Comes. Just like, boom.
Yes.
He just doesn't even think before he
One out of three is right. I mean.
I don't know. I want him to go far, but it's
we were getting excited. We thought he was doing better.
Yeah. You know? Well, he did do great on those vines.
Yeah.
He did good. Yeah. I'm calling them vines because
I know
Poison Ivy, but whatever that was. What was it?
It was like a marionette, puppet things. Yeah. Oh, you know why? Actually, let's talk about that competition yesterday. Oh, Kevin won.
I'm sorry. I can't believe they were only on there for like 25 minutes.
Yes.
They were on there for hours.
Can we just say? So like, yesterday's veto competition was the same structure of Poison Ivy from our season. I'm currently sitting next to somebody who stood on the vines for 2.5 hours. Yesterday, Kevin won the veto for staying up there 40 minutes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's nothing.
And his booty didn't look like yours in that competition.
That's true. Oh my God, Sis gave it everything she had last year.
I still haven't watched that one.
I don't remember it. I want to rewatch it. We should watch it together. While you're here, we should watch it.
I got to see a salty side in that one.
I was so upset.
Because Jackson was like yelling, "Don't do it, Holly, don't drop." And it was very weird.
It rubbed everyone the wrong way. Making it seem like Holly, don't drop because I'm going to put her up,
but you never would have.
And like, I mean, now when I think back to it, I wish I would have, but I wouldn't have in that moment. Yeah. I wouldn't have.
And like, listen, Holly obviously deserves it because she was a warrior and she wanted it, but I do feel deep down that if he wasn't pressuring her to win it, she would have had no problem giving it to Sis because she knew she was safe.
She said. She said.
But she was probably terrified to fall down. Like, Jackson was like, you have no choice.
Literally
don't have a choice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the moment, actually, that it kind of all shifted.
And it was like, okay.
When we were like, why is he doing that? That was so weird. Anyway, so there's a lot of controversy with this win that Kevin had yesterday.
Controversy.
I was so mad. I mean, controversy. I'm creating it in my head.
We created the controversy.
It exists in
Wait,
just...
why? I didn't hear this.
I was livid watching last night.
Can't hear it.
Because Kevin...
Janelle's calling me.
What? Yes!
Yes!
Wait, look at the background when she calls.
Put it on speaker.
Janelle!
Hi, Janelle.
Finally. Wait, so funny. I'm at Tommy's right now.
Janelle, you did amazing. We love you.
Yes. Tell Tommy I love him.
we're recording love you. This podcast right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, girl.
You're
don't
fine.
Be.
We can cut it out. It's okay. We wanted to say hi.
What's going on? I know, but it's been way too long.
Oh, my God. Christy, why were you in that house? What the hell?
I still haven't figured out why.
You have figured everything out? Because you're like a better, I mean, no offense, but you're like a better player than Nicole.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I would have probably figured out, but I would have been really pissed, and I wouldn't have been able to, like, be quiet about it. Like, I probably would have caused a scene, so it wouldn't have been great.
Great TV?
Wait, what are you doing? Like, are you home? Are you like, can I call you in like 20 minutes or are you going to be done?
No, okay. I'm just doing laundry. Like, yeah.
Aw, you're the cutest. Okay. As humble as a queen could be. Okay.
Call me anytime. I'll be folding laundry till 10 o'clock.
All right, babe. I'll call you in like 20 minutes, okay. A half hour.
Bye.
Wow. Okay. Cute. Casual.
In love.
Casual. Janelle just dropped in to say hi.
Wait, she loves real talk. We're going to have so many guests. We have Beard on Cowboy, Janelle, Annalise, Christy. Who else can we get?
It's the who's who. Real talk, so who's who.
That's amazing. Wait, okay. The controversy of Kevin's win last night.
Yep.
Someone tell me why it was okay that Kevin was able to literally squat down and sit on his vines. He created a swing. He literally was sitting down and created a swing with the ropes. It wasn't fair. He wasn't standing anymore. He wasn't.
Yeah.
It's an endurance competition, and he maneuvered the ropes to be a seat,
you know,
for him to
funny?
Just sit on.
I wonder if we only noticed that because we played it. I wonder if viewers noticed, like, hello, he's literally sitting.
He sat down.
If you're listening as a viewer, go back and watch the last minute of the veto competition and notice that he's full-blown sitting. He's created a harness for himself.
His legs were shaking, and then he found a way to maneuver the thing, so he created a harness for himself, and then he was able to win. But, like... I don't think he deserved to win. I was mad about it. I was.
Wow. I know. It was kind of weird. I almost felt like production let it slide.
Yes.
To see someone come off the block, to see if they can maybe shake it up by backdooring someone.
But
it was underwhelming. Even that was underwhelming.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. Stupid. Yeah, it was really frustrating. All right, so we got Christmas as the HOH. What do we think she's going to do?
We said
she's not going to rock the boat. She's not going to go against her alliance. I don't think she's going to put up Davon and Bailey, though. I really don't.
Yeah, I hope not.
I don't think
she will either.
I don't think so. It wouldn't make sense for her to go after two girls. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
She's not going to do that. She's not.
And also, Davon did not pick Christmas because, you know, they each pick somebody to go up on the stage.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Whoever. Well, no one picked Christmas.
Like, whoever. Well, right, I guess, yeah.
Whoever won and didn't pick Christmas, I feel like she wouldn't want to put them up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, should we play this game?
Yeah, sure.
All right, okay. So we've got a game. Angelica made it up.
None of us
know what the game is.
Well, we're playing Would You Rather, but you don't know what the questions are.
Okay, cool.
Would you rather?
Oh, boy.
Okay, and all four of you are answering. I'm the host.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Great. Okay, first question. Would you rather be in Slick Six or The Committee?
Wait, what's The Committee again?
Slick Six.
The Committee is with Christmas and Memphis and then The Core, and Slick Six is with The Core and then Davon and Bailey.
I'd rather be in Slick Six.
I think I'd rather be in Slick Six, too. Because I feel like with Davon and Bailey, you like have that side covered a little bit too, right?
Because they're like part of the alliances,
absolutely.
But are also good with the floaters.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I also wouldn't want to work with Memphis simply for the fact that I just know that our egos would literally.
Yeah.
It would be like Christy and Jackson 2.0.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I feel like I would connect with Bailey and Davon more.
Yeah. Same.
I Slick Six because I like Enzo.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Enzo's in it too,
I really
right?
Yeah, I really love Enzo.
I love Enzo too.
I want to meet him in person. Yeah, me too. So bad.
We
so
all
bad.
Love Enzo. That's the thing. Like, Enzo's doing a good job. And everyone loves him.
He's in insurance, which is my field.
Oh, so, wow.
You guys have so much in common.
I know.
Next, would you rather, for game purposes, would you rather have David's trust or Kevin's trust?
David.
Kevin.
Because
I know.
David doesn't have trust. Yeah.
No, I can't deal with Kevin. I just can't deal with Kevin.
I don't like Kevin.
I'm going to tell you why. Because Kevin will throw you under the bus.
But at least Kevin won something there.
But
saying.
On purpose, he'll throw you under the bus. David just does it by accident.
Okay.
I would rather.
Which I think is the worst. I feel like, right? Because he just doesn't know. It's like it just slips up. Right?
Maybe he'll figure it out, though. He might.
I guess I would rather have Kevin's trust because if I feel like if you have Kevin's trust, then hopefully he won't dog you. But David, if you have his trust, it doesn't mean anything because he probably won't even know. Like,
no.
He'll make a mistake.
No. Kevin will. Kevin done it in his first season. He had his partner up there. And on the block, Lydia. And he wins the veto and doesn't take her off. So it's complete useless to be friends with Kevin in the house. Nothing he does will make me happy, ever.
Oh, wow. Okay, nothing he does will make me happy. I would rather have David's trust. I think they're both a liability. David, because of his inexperience and his lack of knowledge. But Kevin, because of his paranoia and his just reputation of not being trustworthy. So I'd rather have David's trust because David's performing better in comps than Kevin is, number one.
Yeah.
And number...
Well, Kevin actually won something.
I know, but that was he was cheating. He literally sat down on the ropes. He literally cheated.
Anyone who stays wrapped in a blanket on a live eviction night does not deserve to be trusted.
Yes, I agree. Why was he wearing a blankie?
A blankie.
Why?
Our yellow blankie.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, so I'd rather have David's trust.
Okay. Would you rather have 900,000 followers on Instagram or 3 million followers on Twitter?
Instagram. I hate
Twitter.
Twitter's the evil of the world.
Yes.
Twitter's evil.
Evil of the world. Also, I thought that was the media.
Also, you can't make money.
Well, the media
on
is also, but Twitter especially.
What'd you say?
I'm all about it. Like, I'm a businesswoman. Like, 900 followers on Instagram, like, equivalents to money. Like, you're cutting deals. You're not making money on Twitter. It's just angry there.
Yeah, Twitter's a bunch of...
But you have, a much bigger platform. 2 more million people.
Yeah, who cares?
I think I would go for Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Tom, because you could, love it.
Yeah,
you
he loves Twitter.
It's not that I love Twitter, but I just feel like you can really make a difference when you have a bigger...
platform
a bigger audience.
Yeah.
The way that I look at it is, okay, yeah, you're reaching a bigger audience, but most of them are going to rip you to shreds anyway.
Exactly.
So like
tear you to shreds.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the point? They're going to shit all over you.
Yeah, keyboard tough guys. That's what they are.
Keyboard tough
guys. Keyboard tough guys.
That says keyboard tough guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love to meet Twitter people.
Meet them?
Yeah, I would love to meet them.
I would tear them apart.
Oh my God, guys, no, he really does
no,
do
I
that.
Do not
one
like
time
Twitter people.
He walked out of the house and then came back with a baseball bat. And I said, "Where'd you go?" And he said, "I needed to go talk to some guy who owed me money." No, I swear to God, true story.
No.
So he does beat people up,
no,
I guess.
No.
So that didn't happen?
No.
Staten Island.
No.
So what happened then?
No, I brought the bat to the car. It was for baseball. It might have been one at a house.
And you also happened to go to some guy's house that owed you money.
No. It's not connected.
Okay. It's not connected. All right. Next, would you rather play with Dan or Derek?
Whoa.
That is a tough one.
I know, that was a good one. Came up with it.
That's okay, so now are we playing with or against or just in a house?
With. Playing
In an alliance.
Alliance with Dan or Derek in the Big Brother
Dan
house.
Dan Giesling.
Really?
Yep, Dan.
I think I'd say Derek.
Me too, I would say Derek.
I'd say Derek because I feel like Derek is... When you're his person, he, like,
really
has your
loyal.
Back and is super loyal and, like, will ride or die with you, protect you all the way. Like, if you're his person.
But then he's going to win.
Why?
Because she's has this power over the jury.
You know, second place isn't bad. I'm sorry. Second place isn't bad.
No, but I actually think that...
Oh, yeah. Way better. Mm-hmm.
I think that if Derek were to play today, that the audience or the jury would not want to vote for him the way that they did his first season. And that's what happened Dan's season, too. Dan, his second time he played, Ian won instead of him. I think that it would be the same kind of salty jury if Derek were to play again. People would be like, he did the same shit. Like, he made it to Final Two with Tommy. Who gives a shit? I'm voting for Tommy.
I feel like if Derek played this season, his game would be completely different because people really know how he played and how his game was. So I think that he'd want to switch it up and change it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I don't know, but...
No, that makes sense. He would have had to.
Yeah.
The only reason I say Dan is because I feel like he's such a mastermind, so he would, like, let me in on all his little plans and secrets, but would always be a much bigger threat. So I feel like he'd, like, take you along far, but then get voted out first.
Same thing with Derek,
though. Yeah, true. Yeah. That's a really hard question.
But you know what you're missing out of that question? Will.
Not
Will. Will is not a manipulator.
He's just,
are you,
like,
kidding?
I mean, I don't think that he's a master manipulator.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. No, I don't think he's a master manipulator.
Have you not watched this season?
Can you let me finish the sentence? The way that Derek and Dan are. They are master manipulators.
I agree with you, Tom.
Will is just, like... He's just an asshole, and it works in his advantage because he doesn't give a fuck. Like, he's like, yeah, I don't like any of you people. But he is smart, but I don't think that it's as calculated as the other two.
Did you watch season two, or you not watch that season?
I did not watch season
two. Okay, that's why you don't know.
Ooh.
So
I watched it. I watched it two times.
Cool.
Thank you. Move on.
Oh my god. Okay. Would you rather go back on Big Brother or a different reality TV show of your choice?
Big Brother. I want to do Big Brother again.
Really?
Yeah,
so it's funny. If you would have asked me this before All Stars started, I would have said no. I will never go on back on Big Brother. But now that I'm watching Big Brother All Stars and I realize how much better I would have been than half of the people, now I want another shot at Big Brother. But I would still probably say Amazing Race or Survivor before Big Brother.
I just want to prove myself. I prove myself again because I did so bad.
You didn't do so bad.
Yes, I did. I feel like I would have done so much better if I didn't get myself into Showmance. Because then I would have really been focused on the game. And I feel like once I got into Showmance, I just sat back and like watched. Literally, I was a piece of furniture.
I
also just think that like your strategy was to lay really low the first half of the season.
But
then...
I also feel like I just didn't do much. I could. I feel like I still could have done more with while also kind of laying low. But I just sat there and watched.
I also think you got a bad edit, honestly, because people like that don't know you. Like even my friends would be like, oh, like, Sis is so different. Like, what? Like, I can't believe you're like so close with Sis. And I'm like, no, because you don't see her real personality. You didn't see it. She got a bad edit. Like,
yeah.
I don't think you got a bad edit. I just think that you didn't really get an edit.
I just didn't get an edit.
And it's you were playing the Casey Clark game. Like you were a strong competitor, but you just weren't winning on purpose. And then you didn't have the opportunity to. You were prematurely targeted. No one saw that coming. And then you just didn't have a chance. Like, that's really what it was.
Well, she wasn't really targeted. She was put up on a block as a pawn, and then Christy did Taco Tuesday.
I know.
So it wasn't even that she was targeted.
Sad.
Right.
Yeah, because she fucked it up for me. I'm kidding.
Well, I wasn't going to campaign. I wasn't going
to
campaign against
you. Yeah.
Good
to
see you. Oh, man.
Right. And my last would you rather is... Would you rather continue watching this season of Big Brother or watch Paint Dry?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's going to get really good because these people right now are very angry at each other.
No, I think, it would definitely have gotten so much better if Devon would have won, but it is going to get a little bit better now that things are out and moving and in motion.
Christmas winning HOH in terms of like, the house getting a little crazy. Christmas winning is not good for that because she is very much the mom.
She's very neutral.
She's good at calming people down. So her being in charge this week, I do think that she's going to make sure that things don't get out of hand with the other house guests. So,
what color paint?
Yellow.
But you got to understand something. The first half of last season, you guys people were saying the same thing.
That we were boring?
Yeah, because it was the same people winning.
People winning, yeah. That right? makes sense.
And then once it blew up, your season became insane. It was so much fun.
Yeah, we had a good season.
I do have a feeling that it's gonna be switched up now. Like, I can't wait to get the live feeds on because there was some tension on that freaking
We could actually
HOH
put them
comp.
On this TV.
We could see if they come on right after this. Yeah.
Yeah, it was intense.
What else? Oh, I wanted to ask you guys. Like, what do you feel like you're? I feel like I'm learning a lot watching this season after having been on. Do you feel the same way?
Oh yes.
Like, what do you feel like you're learning?
About a lot of things I'm learning. Like, I'm learning that when you're in the game and you're in this powerful alliance, you think you're in the best position in the whole house, in the eyes of America and the viewers and the game. But as a viewer watching, it's like, I'm so sick of watching the big alliance be in power. Like, I get now so clearly why me, you, and Jackson were voted into the Escape the Coop, the America's Field Trip.
Yeah, that
I get
sense
it.
Then,
I was so confused watching, playing, and now I'm watching. I'm like, oh, well, this makes sense. Because, like, you get sick of
the same people being in
power.
Yeah. I'm also just seeing, like, patterns. I'm like, I don't know. It's complicated to explain.
What? You could say it. If anything, we can edit it out.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I'm learning a lot. Watching.
What are you learning?
Just how people play and
how things are perceived.
And honestly, what it really comes down to is, you know, Kacer's eviction interview with Julie. You're there to win $500,000, yes, but you're representing something bigger than that. And I think I would take that responsibility more serious if I were to go back.
As an all-star or as a first-timer again? Like, because
you
don't know that as a first-timer.
Right, as a first-timer, you don't know, like, the weight that everything you say in that house has.
A purpose, yeah.
And I feel like I would take advantage of that responsibility more now. It would be less about winning the money and more about, like, putting good out in the world, I think.
Oh, yeah,
for me, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't really give a shit about winning because that's not fair to say. I would give a shit, but there are things that are so much bigger than winning the game, and I think that that's what I would focus on more.
Mm-hmm. But it takes, you have to go in the house first to, like, and experience it, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have never been able to...
realize that, because us being new, you don't see that. Right. You don't realize it.
Yep. I agree. It's all retrospect. It's all retrospect.
And I guess not even watching the feeds in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't watch
the feeds before, so I really had no idea, like, how addictive they are. And
yeah,
two,
I know.
Like, how it's literally just nonstop rolling.
Yeah.
Like, everything. They catch everything.
Because you really feel like you're not...
You don't feel like cameras are on you. Because you... I mean, you see them, but it just doesn't click that...
No, they're like,
you know,
these,
like,
little things in the corners.
Yeah. You forget.
You feel like you're in the house. You really do.
You feel like you're just going about your life, kind of. But in a weird way, because you're also trying to be strategic and, like...
Right.
In what you're saying and doing. It's just the weirdest thing ever. It really is.
Yeah. So, that's what I've learned.
I haven't been in the TV show, so I can't give that answer.
Gotcha.
Good. Great.
One day you'll be able to, though, right?
I really believe you can make it on
Yeah, I think
I really
believe. I will tell you that I feel that I would win.
Okay.
So, on any show I go on.
Oh, okay.
Would you want to do Big Brother?
I don't know if I could be away from Mommy for 3 months.
Aww.
To be honest with you, but...
You don't think you could?
Not really.
Oh,
that's really cute.
No, I honestly
don't even like to go on vacation without her.
He's
like,
manipulating our listeners right now.
Oh, 100%. Because he is
he's lying.
No, not only
I'm
that,
not lying at all.
He's not lying. He's doing the thing that the new thing that we figured out what he does.
Yeah,
he lies, but justifies it and twists it in his head to make him not lying. So I will tell you what was behind that. He does mean that he can't be away from her for 3 months because. He doesn't want her doing a bunch of shit without him for 3 months.
Yeah.
He doesn't want her going on vacation.
Nope.
I literally know you 1,000%. percent.
Yeah, he's like, I can't be away from her because I can't trust her.
No, like she's gonna. Are you wait? Hold on. Shopping. Hold on. Are you kidding?
She'll be shopping. She'll be out to dinner with her sisters.
I trust her.
No, you could trust her, but you hate missing girl trips, girl dinners.
Yeah, whenever there's girl dinners, he always wants to go.
She's going to send a note from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and he's going to be crying in the room.
No, if I win HOH, I'll get
He's going to get his HOH letter. It'll be like,
we're in Lancaster.
From Miami, Miami, Florida, and he's going to be cursing out a storm.
Yeah.
Wait, that would be the
best. He knows.
That would be the funniest HOH letter. Like, oh, it's from my wife. Hey, hun, I'm in Miami with the girls. Is she kidding me? Annabelle, that's not fair. You're spending all our
girls trips without me.
You're spending all our timeshare points without me. That's messed up.
He knows it. That's why he's quiet. It's
You're
so
making
true.
Things up. You're making things up.
No, guys, we found out he does this new thing. He lies straight
Angelica,
out.
Angelica, I don't
flat out lie.
Hold on. I don't even like
it in his head so that he's not lying.
You're crazy.
He finds like a way around it.
I'm not saying I don't do that.
Okay.
That's, but he's not
like
here.
That's how I'd win my brother.
Yeah, that,
right.
That is, but I don't even like to like sleep away from her for one night. So that right. that is
you
true.
Miss her?
Yeah, I don't like to be. I like that's it.
That's nice.
So that's the reason why.
Aww, that's really sweet. That's cute.
I know. It's, you know it's
I mean, just, she's on the pedestal right now, guys. She gets kicked off very quick.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, don't be fooled. He tortures her life. She hates it. Hates it.
Tortures.
He tortures her. Tortures. She'll cook dinner. He'll be like, not good.
No.
He's like, what?
When she made the pancakes. Oh, no, the frittata.
Yeah.
Frittata at the shorthouse. She slaved, guys. Woke up 6 a.m., 2.5 hours on this perfect frittata. Did 18 steps to get there. He takes one bite, goes, not worth it.
But wasn't he checking periodically every 6 minutes if it was
ready
or not?
Yeah. He was like, when's this thing ready? He was so annoyed like that it was taking her a while to make breakfast.
He
then
wanted
when she
her
made
to
it,
make him like pancakes.
It was nothing to do with her. It was like, I waited for this and it came out. I'm like, all right, it wasn't worth the wait. Wait, this is not going well now.
He knows. He sounds like an ass.
No, but it was only that because I'm very picky in my food. Right. So that's all. I mean, I could have ate something else.
The other night she made a spread of tacos for $25. He was refusing to eat a taco.
Yeah, but we were like, do you like corn chips? Do you like meat? Do you like cheese?
He loves all of it.
Like, do you like all that? Just put it together. It's called
taco.
I don't like it together.
Listen, it don't matter what you feel. It's what I feel. I don't like it.
Okay.
It don't matter what you feel. Uh-huh.
It don't matter what you feel.
All right,
he doesn't like tacos.
Is there anything else? Because I want to go watch the end of the hockey game.
Oh, all right. Cool.
No, I think that's it. Guys, if you think Uncle Phil is wrong for not liking tacos.
Oh, should I ask the... We got a few questions.
Oh, yeah.
Should
we got those questions. Come on.
All right, cool. So we have a few questions.
Do three.
Great. So this is from Jonathan Strom. JT Strom wants to know, do you think Cody is playing as discreet of a game as he played with Derek in season 16?
Absolutely not.
You know, I got to say, I think that that Cody was playing a great game until the old wall yeller came into play.
Yeah.
Cody pre-gamed ahead of time. He did. And so the wall yeller coming in, I'm not that mad about it.
Yeah, but
you're
the
both
conversations,
cheating then.
The conversations they were having about Cody, didn't that happen before the wall yeller?
No. They all happened afterwards. So really, Cody
is
playing a great
game. Why is the
word
yeller sounds so weird to me right now? Yellow. It sounds like I'm saying yellow, but like country.
Right. Yellow. That's how Nana used to answer the phone.
Yeah,
yellow. So that was, I think that Cody is playing a great game, honestly.
Yeah, he's playing a good game, but as discreet as he was in his first season, absolutely not.
Well, it's impossible to recreate the discrepancy of your first season.
Not
you
discrepancy.
Know?
Wrong word.
Wrong word.
Whatever. Discreetness.
Discreetness.
Ooh, did I just do that?
It's impossible for you to be as discreet the first season that you play because people are onto your shit already.
Well, I'll tell you who's doing it. Tyler.
He's doing a great job.
He's literally playing almost the same game he played, but just as flawless. Like, he's doing amazing. So I'm actually so proud of him.
No one picked him to go up.
He has this energy about him. It's like almost an untouchable thing. Like, people just don't overlook him, but he's in plain sight. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
He's amazing.
He's really good. Did you see, you know what? His conversation on the live, did you hear about that? When he was
the gender like bias
and, yeah, and just like the way that he was speaking about how it really hurts him that people praise him for being a manipulator and a liar. Mm-hmm. He doesn't enjoy that being celebrated for those reasons.
But
he's
disagree with that. In a game, you should be whatever the hell you're supposed to be to get to the end. Like, okay, if he was praised for being a manipulator and a liar in real life, then I understand that. But in Big Brother, I'm sorry, isn't that what you're, like, there to do?
Well, no, but he means afterwards, getting out of the house, and then you are in real life. It's on Instagram, but it becomes your real life. People, fans, love Tyler. They celebrate him because he's good at lying. And that, to him, feels icky, is basically what he was saying.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I think that makes him such a kind person. Like, I think that makes me even love him more. But he shouldn't feel that way. Like, it is a game. Big Brother is a game of lying and manipulation.
Yeah.
So if you're that good at it, then
use it.
Like,
use it. Right, be proud of it.
Yeah.
He really should. I really would love if Tyler won.
Like,
he's the best player.
That's my pick.
Would be an ideal final three for me.
Yeah. Stacey Paris, Boston Girl 1104, wants to know, why are these house guests not going after the two winners? Don't you think they should be putting them on the block every week until they're gone? Also, Philip is a great addition to the podcast. He's very insightful and should think about playing Big Brother. Lastly, be nicer to Filthy Phil. He's the best.
Aww. Why Filthy Phil?
Why Filthy Phil? Yikes.
I don't understand.
Was that sexual or was that?
Filthy Phil? I'm very confused by that.
But you have to introduce yourself as that next week. So.
Yeah, Filthy Phil, huh?
Uh-oh. And I'm Filthy Phil.
Did that happen to be written by...
John Doe? No.
John Doe?
No. What's her name?
Oh.
Look, he's going, no, no, no.
Anyways, I actually have one here.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, we didn't answer the question. We don't know why they're not putting them on the block. It's stupid. Who knows? Maybe, whatever. Yeah.
Well, give the question its due.
We don't know.
That's honestly.
It's weird.
I don't know.
Like
why.
I don't know. I don't have an answer. Honestly, I don't know why they're not putting them on the block.
I think Ian is just very lovable, so that's why he's avoiding the block so far. And Nicole, I think everyone maybe she's working with so many people, so they're probably just fearing her. Like, she's gonna see the block soon, though.
I also think Nicole. I think that everyone has a mutual understanding that Nicole is just not likable, her personality. So they don't fear her. They're like, keep her around.
Right.
I could win against her
in a final two. Yes.
Like, she's the villain. People in the house, like, you know the energy. Like, people aren't crazy about her, so they're not going to want to vote for her in the final two. Keep her around. She's
and
a bigger
because
target.
She won already. Even that, more of a reason no one's going to let her win again.
Well, that's an interesting point, too. We talked about that a little bit on the last podcast. What do you guys think? If somebody was sitting in the final two and they are a winner, a previous winner, would you want to vote for them again more because they made it to the final two? Or would you want to vote for them less because they already won?
It depends who they were next to.
Yeah. For me, it depends on who they were next.
If the person next to them played a sick game, if they both played a sick game, I'm going for the person who didn't previously win.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
If they
played an equally good game, I would pick a new person to win. Mm-hmm. But if they earned a second win, then kudos, you get a second win.
100%.
If they both played, it's I just find it really interesting because I'm seeing a lot of like people talk about this online and people have contradicting opinions. I actually think that I would vote for the person that won already because they were a bigger target going throughout the game and they made it to the final two again.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, are they, though? Are they a bigger target? Because they both winners haven't been on the block yet, right?
Right, because
that's impressive.
You're saying, oh, they were always the bigger target, but really they were only made it to the end because everyone knew they could beat them in the end because they won already.
I don't think that people would beat Nicole because she already won. I think that because she's just
not
as likable.
Yeah.
And Ian, I think that people don't want him to go to the end because he can win again.
He can win, yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
I would love if Ian took this whole thing.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The first
Ian.
Two-time winner in history.
Yep.
The man.
All right, so I have one from Lisi Tamar, which last week we didn't know how to say it, but she contacted me to tell me how to say it. She wants to know, will Nicole's crying strategy, you know, where she makes her lines do the dirty work, and then when she gets caught in one, she just cries to production or to the rest of the house, work in her favor or against her in the end?
So does her crying strategy work?
Yes.
That's the question. I don't know. It doesn't work for me or, like, the viewers, I think. But I guess it works in the house. I don't really know.
I don't like anyone who plays a professional victim.
Oh,
so.
Oh, my goodness.
Turn off! I actually... Major. I think it works, but not in the way that she wants it to. It works because I think everybody sees through her.
Everybody
and they're just
like,
yeah, everyone, it just makes her unlikable and then makes people want to keep her around because they're like, I can beat her in the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have a good question. This is from Haley Varble. H. Varble wants to know, what is the temperature in the house? The house guests are either in workout gear, shirtless, or bundled up and covered in blankets. Please explain this. Thanks.
I love that question.
Is, during the day... Cold.
Yeah.
Cold. At night, dripping
sweat.
But that's all on purpose. Like the that's literally like production messes with you and creates it. Like they're like, oh, this is enough of a social experiment. Let's make them sweat in 80 degrees all night and freeze so they're miserable all day. So that's I think the thermostat is like a production tactic to make us audio.
I agree.
1,000% because nobody can sleep when it was that hot. Like so you
wait, why? So it would be really
cold.
But did you ask production why? Like
we would be like, can you please like lower the air or make it a little colder? They're like, yeah, sure, we're on it. But it would always be so hot at night and freezing during the day.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I remember one day, like, I don't remember who was in the Target room, but we had like a full on meltdown, like at the mirror, like yelling at production, like, this is unbearable. Like, this is not fair.
I remember that.
Like, a bunch of us were in the room, like, upset about it. And it was just like crazy, but it works because it makes you tense and it makes you uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah. In it.
Social experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Social experiment.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Big Brother is a dangerous game. We used to make all songs in the Big Brother house. Can we sing a few?
Bathroom water. Bathroom water. Bathroom water in my belly, down my throat.
Morning poop.
Morning poop. Morning poop. Morning poop. Hoping to get it from the root. Morning poop. Morning poop. Waiting to see the world.
Wow.
That was
so
good.
Good.
That was good.
There was another one. We have to do it.
We were talking about childbirth one day and how we all entered the world, and most of us were pushed from the vag. So it inspired Thomas's 80s Donna Summer classic.
Push from the vag. Push from the vag. Push from the badge. Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for a great episode, guys. Yay.
Yay.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.